Bismillah. One of the most amazing things about the religion of Islam is the holistic nature of worship, of ibadah. In many religions, worship is quite specific. It's a praying or charity or maybe even fasting, doing holy related things. And one of the amazing things about Islam is that it's like the whole world's a stage for ibadah. The whole world can be a musalla. You know, every action that is halal can be transformed to ibadah with the right intention. And that's why step one of finding your inner awesome is being intentional. It's so important. And I mentioned this, and Allah knows it's a reminder to myself first. We as sisters so often fall into a routine that is a routine based on good. Don't get me wrong, it's a routine based on good. You know, we're observing the rules of the religion, we're taking care of our duties, we're praying, you know, we're looking after our families, we're being good to our neighbors, we're doing what we're supposed to do. Alhamdulillah. But many of us lose the sense of intention. We stop being mindful of what we're doing, and it becomes part of our daily life. It becomes simply routine. Now, there's two issues with doing all this fantastic stuff and it just being part of your routine. There's two issues. One, you could cease to earn the rewards of ibadah with that thing because your intention is no longer for ibadah. It could be that you haven't renewed your intention or purified your intention for years, possibly. So Allah knows best, will that action be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We hope so. But there's a chance that it could be just become part of your normal. And it's not actually something you are doing to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's one issue. And the second issue is that it doesn't affect us anymore. It doesn't reaffirm us anymore. It doesn't strengthen our faith anymore. It doesn't give us that sense of satisfaction anymore because we're not intentional about it. We're not mindful. We're mindless, actually. We're just doing what we're supposed to do, what we've always done, what our mums did, what we know we have to do. It's just duty, basically. And the thing about that is you lose the sense of the specialness of what you're doing. Think about this. If you are cooking for your family every day, for example, it's part of your routine. It's something that you know you do. Yani, you do it every day without question, okay? It's a good thing. It's a nice thing. And your family, I'm sure, will be very grateful for it. Or maybe not, considering the fact that you do it every day. They might not be that grateful. Allahu Akbar. But the point is, it's something that you do. It doesn't make you feel great. Doesn't make you feel bad. It's just a thing, okay? So that's neutral on the scale. Now imagine if before you cooked, you reminded yourself of your intention. You said Bismillah, and your intention was to feed your family with good, wholesome food that was halal and tayyib, for them to become stronger so that they can worship Allah, so that they can be healthy, so that they can look after themselves and also learn good habits for their children and their families in the future. What does that intention give you? Well, firstly, it becomes an act of worship. So inshallah, it goes down as an act of worship on your book of deeds. But the second thing that you get from it is that sense of purpose. There's a higher purpose. It's not just routine. It's not just something you have to do or something you've always done or it's just taken for granted. You have a sense of purpose, a higher, more noble purpose with that particular mundane act of cooking for your family. Now, if you imagine renewing that on a regular basis so that your actions, even to yourself, are no longer just ordinary actions. These are actions that are investments in akhirah, that are investments in your family, investments in your own sense of self, in your own sense of well-being and accomplishment. That elevates that. It knocks it, it elevates it beyond anything because now you're intentional about it and you're mindful of what it really means. It has meaning. And I think that is the key. We want a life of meaning. We want to live meaningful, fulfilling lives. And my sisters, what I'm saying to you right now is most of us are already living the life. We're walking the walk. We just don't see it. We just don't recognize it. We don't feel it. And the first step towards feeling the meaning in our lives is purifying our intention. And so this exercise invites you to reflect on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about actions being by intention. And then we talk about actions in our lives that can do double duty, khair in this life and khair in the next, and to write a list of those things. And so when you're thinking of that list, I want you to think of that example of cooking for your family. If your life, because at the end of the day, life is life. It's pretty much ordinary most of the time, okay? There's things that you're going to do that you may end up doing for the next 20 years. You might as well get barakah from them. You might as well make them count in the akhirah. And you might as well make them work for you to give you a better sense of meaning, a better sense of confidence and fulfillment. And the way to do that is by purifying, regularly purifying your intention and clarifying really the true meaning of this deed that you're doing. And it literally applies to everything that we do. Every act that is halal can be transformed into ibadah by intention. And if we were constantly, and if we are constantly, and Allah knows, this is a reminder to myself first, if we are constantly mindful of what we're doing, renewing our intention, imagine the sense of fulfillment we will have at the end of each day. So when we write in our journal, or we write in our gratitude papers, or whatever it is that we do, we truly understand the barakah that we have been, you know, that we've been blessed with throughout that day. We truly feel fulfilled that today I invested in my akhirah. Today I put forth for the afterlife. Today I invested in my relationships. I invested in my children. Today I walked in my power. Today I lived. My life had meaning today. And I thank Allah for that. And of course, once we've written that list, we purify our intention. And next time you do that thing, remember this little talk. Remember the intention. Remember how important it is for you to have a better sense of satisfaction about the way you spend your days, the way you are living your life. Because the key is not what you do. The key is your intention and how you take from that to feed yourself, inshallah. I hope that serves you. Assalamu alaikum.